looking for an investment property but unsure where to buy? Hi, I'm Scott Carew, CEO and founder of Freedom Property Investors, Australia's number one property investment advisory with over 7,500 members and clients. Now, in the last 3 months alone, over 500 of my clients have purchased an investment property in a growth location. What many property investors don't know is there is currently a property boom in affordable locations all around the country. To learn more, head to freedompropertyinvestors.com.au. That's freedompropertyinvestors.com.au.
Okay, I want to bring in the mayor of Cumberland City, Steve Christo, who was allegedly assaulted outside a polling booth in Merrylands on Saturday. And this is just not on. I want to have a chat with him, see how he's holding up. Mayor, welcome back to Drive.
Jim, thanks for having me on. Great to be talking to you.
How are you holding up after what happened on Saturday?
Mate, I'm pretty good. I'm in good spirits. I've trying to put it behind me and just get on with the task of getting re-elected and serving my community to the best of my abilities.
Okay, so can you take us through, and I know this is the subject of a police investigation, charges have been laid, the allegations here that you're assaulted, just exactly what happened, and what time of day was it when this happened?
Look, the incident occurred at 5 o'clock, so I really have to be careful in how much I talk about the incident, but I will get into it. The incident occurred at 5 o'clock. Everybody's seen the video. I can't walk down the street without somebody asking me or saying they've seen the video. So that speaks for itself. However, I will tell you what I'm disappointed at. I'm disappointed in Labor councillor Ola Hamid shoving a video behind this bloke and following us around, taking a video, inciting the problem. What kind of behaviour and where has politics in this country got to when we have another elected representative and candidate carrying on like this? It's just not on.
Well, it's never an excuse for violence like this. Well, I mean, we live in the best country in the world. I love our democratic process and system. But what I saw it pop up on social media or whatever, the video late on Saturday afternoon. I was horrified, you know, let alone you being right there in the thick of it and on the receiving end of these of allegedly being assaulted.
Jim, I'm just thankful. I had my daughter with me all day at that polling booth from 7:30 in the morning. And thank goodness she left at 4:30. And half hour later, the incident had occurred. And I'm just thankful she wasn't there to witness this because it was absolutely disgraceful what happened. And we'll just leave that incident there, Jim.
So who was there at the time, like when this unfolded at 5 o'clock on Saturday?
Well, when the incident unfolded, it was myself. I'm just greeting residents coming in. And the other councillors and their team, or the other candidates and their team. And then the next thing I see is Councillor Hamid with a video while the whole incident's going on, and I could hear her screaming in the background. And as I said, it's regardless of your politics, Labor, Liberal, Green, Independent, you know, parties need to have a good long look in who they, you know, pick and who represents them, because this kind of behaviour is just really bad for the community. So, yeah. Mm.
Well, it's a horrible incident, and it's not the Australia that we love. And just on the election day, did it pan out the way that you wanted it to?
Jim, it's a very tight race. I can now probably say I received some big numbers through pre-poll today, so I can safely assume I've been elected. But in regards to who's going to gain control of the council, we need two seats to go our way, one in Wentworthville and one in Regent's Park, and it's most likely Will Graham control. If not, you know, we'll be in opposition, but I'll serve my community to the best of my abilities as a councillor. I know the job backwards. I love the job, and I'll continue to do the work I do.
Mm. Just on the alleged incident again, just give us a snapshot of, did he say anything to you at the time?
Well, he asked me my name, and once I answered my name, the rest is history. That was it. And as I said, Jim, I really would like to tell you more because you know me. I'm always very open and honest.
No, I get that. It's
I don't want to prejudice him or the case.
No, I get that. And just have you suffered any injuries? Well, how are you?
Well, other than my ripped shirt and sore neck at the time, I'm fine, mate. I'm a big boy. You know, I don't complain too much. Life goes on.
Yeah, well, I'm glad you're okay. And it was ugly images. I didn't like it, and no one, whatever side of the political aisle you're on, no one should have to, go through that or endure that. And it was extremely unfortunate and a disgrace. So again, we'll wait to see what happens as far as this man, as far as his day in court. But we do appreciate your time this afternoon, and thanks for joining us,
Jim. Thank you very much. Take care.
That's the Mayor of Cumberland Council, Steve Christo.